40.
What's 7 times 10?
70.
What's 10 times 10?
100.
What's 10 times 100?
1,000.
What's 100 times 100,000?
100. 1,000,000.
Okay, now, if your child is in high school, how many grades do you have before going to high school? Can you name them?
Yes. Kindergarten, first grade, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And then his seventh and eighth grade is junior high. And then the ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th would be high school.
It said something more than one time. He would be saying it
twice.
Name the month of the year, please.
All right. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Good. Can you name the days of the week now?
Yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What does the Sabbath mean?
Sunday.
If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what would you say to him? How do you greet him?
Good morning.
And if you meet them in the latter part of the day, you would say...
Hello.
If you meet a person after 12 o'clock in the day, what would you say to them?
Hi, hello.
I see. Well, if you meet someone in the time after lunch and you were talking to them, what part of the day would you call the day after the morning?
Afternoon.
What part of the day would you call the day after supper?
Evening.
What do you say when you're saying goodbye and you're leaving someone's house at night?
Good night.
On the farm, you start to work when you start to work before daylight, like so many farmers had to do, like you said your grandfather had to do.
Yes.
You should say you say he started work before what time? Before.
Could I have that question again?
If you start to work before daylight, uh-huh. You say he started
before sun up.
Are there any other times that you can think of for this word sun up?
Sunrise?
Mm-hmm. If he worked until the sun went down or went out of sight, you would say...
Sundown.
Worked until sundown.
Uh-huh.
If it's Monday, as it is today, that means Sunday was
the day before.
And what will Tuesday be?
The day after.
I see. If you have something to do today, but you put it off,
I do it tomorrow.
You'll do it tomorrow. And suppose tomorrow you would say, I should have done that
yesterday.
Right. If a person is going to leave on Sunday, but it won't be this Sunday, he's going to leave a week beyond Sunday, what would you call that?
Next Sunday.
Or can you think of any other terms that you would use for that instead of next Sunday?
Sunday week.
On my wrist, I have a what?
Watch.
Midday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say it's what time?
Evening.
I mean, excuse me.